interesting if we just make the link from 1 Timothy to 2 Timothy and the portion that we just read, and that we had in 1 Timothy there that God's house, that there is a behavior that is appropriate to the house of God, that you might know how you ought to behave yourself. And so this behavior doesn't just automatically come as the moment that we come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and that we come into the house of God. Then we come to 2 Timothy verse 15 where we began to read, and we find there an instruction. We find an instruction that helps us to understand this behavior. And the very first word there says in verse 15, study. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. So now as we look at the path that is before, that there is a path in a day of departure, a day of profession, when there is much that has come in, how do I learn what is the path for me? What is the path for the believer? What is God's path in this day? And so we learn that there takes some energy. It takes some effort on my part to get into the word that I can study. Study to show myself approved. Study so that I can take this word, divinely given, God-breathed word, his mind revealed to us, and that I can take it and properly divide it, as we've been doing this week, and presenting before us all here. And what is that that is before me? But I have to take and put energy into it.
Just two things to add to what John has just brought before us there. Some might question from 1 Timothy the statement that we make that it is profession in that first book. Just remember, if God tells me how to behave, there is always the possibility that I might misbehave. That helps me to see that, okay? That if he tells me how to behave, I recognize that I might not behave in the right way. The second thing is in the very book verses that John has set before us. If I am told to rightly divide something, then I must recognize on the face of it that there is a possibility that I wrongly divide the word of truth, or that I don't pay too much attention to the detail. Now, early in the week, we had a lot of talk about other groups of believers and are not comparing ourselves with others. It's a bad thing, okay? I don't want to do that. But I want us to see that this is written to every believer in the Lord Jesus. It's not linked just to those that carry the name of brethren or whatever you may call the assembly you come from. These verses are written to everyone who names the name of Christ. We are all responsible to rightly divide, and as John has said, to be a student of the word. I want to tell you, it's absolutely just as important as your calculus, or your engineering, or your marketing, or the courses that you're taking to prepare you in life here upon the earth. I don't tell you to neglect those things, but I do tell you, don't neglect the study of the word of God.
And if we do what is written here in verse 15, the result we can read in Psalm chapter 1. I will read the first two verses, the first three verses of Psalm chapter 1. Blessed, does everybody have it already? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And also Psalm 119. The first two verses. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart.
If I may connect to what was said earlier, and the brethren were talking about 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 18. So just or conducting, how you conduct yourself. These are the verses of you might not like. So we are talking about 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. Now, how many of you have heard sometimes, you know, especially when you're high school, that left on vacation and told their kids, just watch the house. And then, all of a sudden, because as the parents left the house, the kids decided to invite all their friends. Now I got two microphones. So it's going to be a stereo. It's going to be a double talk. So the kids decided to invite their friends and to have a party in the house and to trash the house. The parents are gone. Have you ever heard of that sometimes in town? You know, the article in the newspaper and the poor parents are away. And the children ought to behave themselves in the house as the parents are there. But what happened is the parents, Paul said, I'm going to be delayed. I tarry. How are you going to behave yourself if I am not around? How are you going to conduct yourself if I'm not around? Children who do not obey their parents, they might conduct themselves in a way that brings shame on the name of their parents. How are we behaving ourselves in the house of God? How am I? And remember, you are always and ever in the house of God. So when you are in school, you are in the house of God. When you are home, you are in the house of God. When you are sitting with your friends, chilling out, you are in the house of God. How are you conducting yourself? How are you behaving yourself? Are you saying, oh, my parents are not around, we're going to have a party and trash the house? Or are you behaving in a way that will bring honor to the name of your parents that have entrusted you? How are you conducting yourself? It's really a challenge because he said it is a church of the living God, the base or the foundation and the pillar of the truth. So what is he speaking about? He's speaking about a testimony. What kind of testimony are you? How are you conducting yourself? People are going to look at you and say, I have to say that at work sometimes, somebody comes to me later on, and in a millions of years, I will never think that he's a Christian. The way he was talking, the way he's conducting himself, and then you find out that, yeah, he's a believer. But the way he was conducting himself doesn't give a right testimony at all. He said, how do you behave yourself in the assembly of God, the church of God, which is the base and the pillar of the truth? So the pillar speaks of a testimony. Our conduct, wherever we are, ought to reflect that we carry the responsibility that our parents, or really in this case what the Word of God had shown to us. Our conduct is very, very important.